Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning parak Dalad Mishnah Dalad and parak Dalad Mishnah Hey. The halacha is the one who was traveling to a particular city before Shabbos, but he did not reach his final destination before Shabbos. He's allowed to designate that city as his Shabbos residence as long as he is within the tchum of the city before Shabbos begins. If he does so, then he's considered to be a resident of that city, and he may therefore enter the city, walk throughout it, and 2,000 amos beyond it in every direction. The submission here in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, is going to be discussing a traveler who did not realize where he was and therefore did not make this designation as to the city that he's going to be residing in for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yashav Badarach, a person who was traveling close to Shabbos and he sat down on the road to rest without realizing that he was within the Tchum, within the 2,000 Amos of the city to which he was traveling. The Amad Vira'a, the Harehu Samuch La'ir. And after Shabbos began, he stood up and saw that he was near the city, meaning that he was within the tchum of the city. So clearly, had he realized this earlier, he certainly would have designated the city as his Shabbos residence. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, that because this had not been his kavana, this had not been his intention before Shabbos began, he may not enter the city, and he cannot be considered one of the residents of that city for Shabbos. Rather, his 2,000 amatchum is measured from his resting area, and he may walk only until the end of the of his tchum, even if it ends in the middle of the city. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikanes. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That since he was within the tchum of the city before Shabbos began, he's considered a resident of the city, and therefore he may enter the city and walk throughout it and 2,000 amos beyond it in every direction. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we paskin, we hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Mishnah continues and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said as a proof to his opinion, Ma'isahaya, there was a story, V'nichnas Rabbi Tarfon below Miskavin, that Rabbi Tarfon entered a city on Shabbos, making full use of its 2,000 amatchum on Shabbos, even though before Shabbos began, it had not been his intention to reside there. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. That if the halach is that if one was far from a city and decided to spend Shabbos on the road, his location at the beginning of Shabbos becomes his Shabbos residence, and his tchum is therefore going to be measured from there. The first section of this mission is going to discuss whether he needs to have in mind to spend Shabbos where he is in order to establish his residence and in order to establish his tchum. Says the Mishnah, Mishe Yashan Baderech Velo Yada Shechashecha, one who was asleep on the road before Shabbos began, and he was simply not aware that it had become dark and that Shabbos had begun. Says the Mishnah, Yeshlo Alpaim Amal Lechol Ruach, he has a tchum of 2,000 amos in every direction from his location at the beginning of Shabbos, even though he did not have in mind before Shabbos began to establish that location as his place of residence for Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, namely that a person automatically acquires his location as his Shabbos residence. The Bar Tanura points out that just as Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that an ownerless object acquires its location as its Shabbos residence and may therefore be moved 2,000 amos in every direction, the same is true when it comes to a human being. When it comes to a person, you automatically acquire the place in which you are, and therefore you would automatically acquire his location as his Shabbos residence. However, v'chachamim omer, but the chachamim say that since he was sleeping when Shabbos began and did not have clear express intention to spend Shabbos at this location, it does not become his actual Shabbos residence, and therefore ein lo ela arba amos. He only has 4 amos in each direction in which he's allowed to move. a person's tchum is measured from his Shabbos residence, and one who does not have a Shabbos residence is not granted a tchum and must therefore remain in his place until the end of Shabbos. Similar to as we learned previously, the one person who leaves his tchum must remain in his place until the end of Shabbos. That since this place of a person consists of four amos, which is ultimately the space that he occupies when lying down, this means that he has four amos in which he can move around. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now the Chachamim seem to measure this place as someone who doesn't have a tchum, that he's granted four amos in each direction, meaning he would be given an 8x8 amos square in order to walk around on Shabbos. The Mishnah is now going to present two additional opinions in this regard regarding how much can a person walk around if he doesn't have a tchum, whether he left a tchum on Shabbos, whether he doesn't have a place of residence because he didn't have kavana for it. Well, how exactly do we measure the space that a person has to move if he doesn't have a tchum on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says that he's not granted four amos in each direction. Rather, the four amos he is granted are measured v'hu b'amtzon, with him in the middle of them, meaning he's allowed basically two amos in each direction because it's four amos in total. He's in the middle. Two amos in each direction would be four amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Le'ezer ruach she'yirtze yelech, that he can walk four amos in any direction that he chooses. Umoder Rabbi Yehuda she'im be'rar lo she'in. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that once he chose for himself a particular direction of four amos in one direction, that just like a person who can only choose 2,000 amos additional when making a tchum, here too, just like he chose himself, once he chooses the four amos that he's going to utilize, either verbally or by walking to a specific direction, he may not go back and choose four amos in another direction. That while Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda both grant him a square measuring only a 4x4 amos, they disagree how the square is measured. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, the square is the location of the person is the center of the square, so that he may walk two amos in each direction. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, he may take all four amos in one direction and doesn't need to measure the amount with himself at the middle. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Discussed the person who was traveling close to Shabbos. He sat down on the road without realizing that he was within the Tchum of Shabbos. And we said that after Shabbos began, he stood up, saw that he was near the city, but he didn't have initial kavana for that to be part of the Tchum of the city that he was close to. So according to Rabbi Meir, because he didn't have the kavana before Shabbos to enter the city, to be part of the residence of that city, he may not enter the city, and he gets 2,000 amos from where he actually is, even if it ultimately ends in the middle of the city. However, Rabbi Yehuda, who he passed along, says no, that since he was within the tchum of the city before Shabbos began, he is considered a resident of the city, and he therefore may enter the city and walk throughout the city, and certainly he has 2,000 amos as well as part of the tchum. Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda said that this is what Rabbi Tarfon did as well. That is, even if you didn't have the intent exactly when you were there, as long as you were within the tchum when Shabbos began, that is sufficient. That works to include you as part of the tchum of that city. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, discussed someone who's asleep on the road before Shabbos began. He wasn't even aware that Shabbos began. Wasn't aware that it was dark at all. So says the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that he still has a tchum of 2,000 amos in every direction from his location at the beginning of Shabbos. That even though he did not have in mind before Shabbos began to establish that location as the Shabbos residence, it still works. It's still sufficient to give him 2,000 amos in every direction. Continuing in the Mishnah, then we have the opinion of the Chacham, who said no, that because he didn't have kavana when Shabbos began to be included in the tchum of that city, he only has four amos in each direction, and therefore he can't move beyond four amos at all. He's not given 2,000 amos because he was asleep. He didn't have any kavana to establish his place of residence in that area. And then it was just a machlokas. How do you measure the four amos? According to the Chachamim, like we said, it's an 8x8 amos square that he has in all directions. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's very small. He literally is in the middle of a of a square, basically, and he only has two amos in each direction. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, he may actually walk four amos in each direction, but then he has to stick to those exact four amos, and he really can't go anywhere beyond that. Have a great day.